You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. It's only Thursday. You usually hear his voice on Friday. And joining
me. Good morning, Max. Good morning, Marine.
Good morning, Kim. Joining me is the official chef of All Marine Radio, Paul Kimball Holmes. Kim?
Yeah, baby.
But we're on every Thursday we talk transitions, how to get out of the Marine Corps, what to do. And you were listening to the last segment, and you were talking off the air. How cool is it, some of the things guys are doing to help other guys transition? Or I don't know if you listened to the first hour, but, you know, here's a young Marine who was in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he's helping young kids by just with the values of the Marine Corps. He's exporting those values to at-risk kids. And so very cool, very, very cool stuff. So, I'm loving on this.
And, you know, when you come out of the Marines, you have a work ethic.
No, fuck you better.
So half the battle is won. Whatever you decide to do in life, you've already got a leg up because you know how to work your ass off. And in my business, the cooking business, the restaurant business, that's what it takes. The work ethic to start. And, to be a chef or be in the restaurant business, whether you want to run a restaurant, if you're going to be involved in the restaurant business and own a restaurant, you have to be able to cook. Otherwise, chefs can hold you hostage if they're not doing what you want to do.
You mean you as the owner had to learn how to cook?
As the owner has got to know what's going on in the kitchen, has got to be able to jump in on the line if you have to, if somebody doesn't show up. It's an all-consuming business. You have to know how to wash dishes. How I started in a retirement home in Palo Alto, California, and I started as diving for pearls. That's what I call dishwashing. That's what I used to tell your son. Yeah. Now you're just diving for pearls, baby. Maybe you get lucky and find one. Yeah, up yours. But I started in this place and 500 guests, and I used to get inside these kettles that they make the soups and sauces, and they were like 50 gallons or more, and I would get in with a water brush and a scraper, and I'd have to have a little ladder, and I'd climb in it, and I'd kind of disappear in there, and then I'd climb out. And you rinse it out, and hopefully you got everything. And that's how I started in this business. And so everybody in the kitchen, whether you're going to be a chef, you have to know how to dive for pearls, and how to clean polished glasses, wine glasses.
So, all right, so let's talk. So if you know, there's so the food industry is so different. And you know, you have guys who want to do something that that you've talked about. You wanted to start a hot dog stand, right? There's guys who want to have a food truck. So no longer the days are gone when, in order for you to have a restaurant or to have a food business, a joint, if you will, that you have to you have to have a hard stand business. You know, you can have a truck now all across the country. That's probably one of the great revolutions of food now. Is that it'll come to you, and it's not just hot dogs and burgers out of that van.
Yeah,
it's a pretty right. It's a pretty sophisticated operation that's going on in there that really now makes gourmet food. So guys coming out that are interested in food, you have all the food channels going on. You know, you have all the magazines and websites devoted to food. Talk to me about if somebody wants to get in the food business, they've got to learn how to cook. Yes, is that the bottom line? That's number one. You got to get that skill.
Yes. You have to learn how to cook. So you start at the bottom where whatever you're going to do, and you brought up a great point and a very hot topic today are food trucks. Now, you don't have to go to culinary school to own a food truck. It would help to have some experience in a school, but it's not necessary. What you can do is you can work for other food trucks. What do you like to eat? That's the number one thing. Well, what do you think the public would like? Do they like what I like to eat? Then you have the basis to start a concept for yourself. And, you know, you have to have, in the kitchen, you have to have knife skills. How to sharpen knives. And that's not an electric carver. That's taking a stone and in the Marines, you get issued knives. You know how to sharpen them. They teach you how to sharpen them.
Yes, you learn.
Yep. Okay. So, you know, you got a head start on it. But also knives, there are different knives.
Well, hold on. So I got to learn how to cook. Okay. I'll get out and I'll look for an entry level job at a restaurant where I can get something on a resume. If you were to tell me, hey, don't go to a fast food place, go to a restaurant. What would you tell me in terms of I'm looking for my first job? Where am I most likely able to get it?
And
keep in mind what you said. I'm a Marine, so I'm going to walk in and I'm going to say, look, I'd like to work here in your restaurant. I want to be a cook. That's my goal. I'll work my ass off, and I've got a resume that I can show you that says that. Where do I go with that resume? Do I go to a restaurant? Where do I go?
Do not go to a fast food.
Okay.
Period. End of discussion. If you want to learn how to be a chef, you go to a restaurant. It doesn't have to be the French Laundry in Napa Valley. But you have to find a decent restaurant that maybe you've eaten in or you like or you've heard about. You go in, you ask to talk to the manager, you have a resume of your service to this country.
Okay.
And you say, I want to be a chef. I will start washing dishes. I just want to learn everything I can learn about this business. I'm a sponge and I suck up everything I learn. And you have to do that. You get in at whatever level they'll let you in.
Okay.
Washing dishes. Maybe even you prep, you start out prepping right away. But if somebody dishwasher doesn't show up, you offer to jump in and do it.
All right. So bottom line is, look, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to sell them me as a hard worker, and I'll do anything they need me to do in a good restaurant. If you want me to start washing dishes, and then the first day that the dope smoking salad preparer doesn't show up, I hop in and do that. Somebody else does dishes, or I do them both, and they look and they say, "Hey, man, we got to give McNamara a chance on the salad line, and that'll be a step up, and we'll give this guy the dish job." And so then I'm just working my ass off. Okay, so I do that. I become a cook.
And you offer to do
right.
You know, and you say, "Look, I'll multitask.
Right.
If you want me to do dishes and prep, I'll do dishes and prep. Show me what to do and how to do it, and turn me loose. I'm your guy."
Right. My name's McNamara. I'm here to paint. Okay. So I work. All right. So now I work my way up, and I become a cook, and I'm cooking. In order for me to become, you know, a credentialed cook, chef, if you will, I've got to go to school. Yeah. Talk to me about, now, here's a question. Would you recommend that I do that? Can I do that right out of the military? Like, so I get out of the Marine Corps. Can I go to cooking school? I can use my GI Bill for that kind of stuff. Can I do that? Or would you recommend that I work first and then go and get in a better school?
Only if you've been a Marine cook.
Okay. Only if I have some experience.
You've got several legs up on anybody else if you're a Marine cook. I mean, you have to have your chops to work in that kitchen. So I would go right from there to school. And
okay.
Find, because you already know you want to be a cook.
All right. Now, let's just suppose that you weren't a cook. You're just a normal Marine. Then you would go get a job and work in a restaurant, work your way up to become a cook. And then how long would you spend cooking before you would go to school?
The whole process from dishes to doing some cooking on the line would take about a year.
Okay.
With your experience in the Marines and your desire to learn, and that year you will know, man, I love this business. There's action. There's great people. I want to be around this lifestyle. And sign me up. And then you start looking for schools.
Okay.
Now, the number one chef school in the United States of America is the CIA. How about that? Institute of America. The main campus is in Hyde Park, New York. It's built in an old monastery on the Hudson River. It's on the east side of the Hudson. Looking across, it's about an hour and a half north of New York City by train. So you're right on the tracks. You can go in for weekends if you want any desire, which if you're in cooking school, you want to eat in the city.
Right.
The other CIA school is in Napa Valley, St. Helena, California, and they have a continuing educational school with covers all aspects of cooking. I had a young woman that worked for me, went out there, and she had been working in kitchens for a couple of 3 years. She went to the baking school there, took a 6-month or 8-month course, maybe a year, I'm not sure, and then worked in bakeries in the area. And now she is in Fargo and has the finest pastry shop in North Dakota. It's called Nicole's Bakery and Fine Pastries. And she does wedding cakes like you see in magazines. So those are the two top schools.
Okay.
Now, the second school is in Providence, Rhode Island, and it's called Johnson and Wales. Okay, and they both, the CIA and Johnson and Wales, are the top 1 and 2 schools in the U.S. Now, Providence is a great town, by the way, and it's not too far from the ocean. They both have 2-year programs to get your AA degree, or you can get the full bachelor degree at a 4-year program.
Wow.
And if you're really into cooking, and both schools, especially if you're a retired GI, they have grants and scholarships. And if you show your chops the first 2 years, you can get grant and aid or.
We don't need grant and aid. We have the GI Bill.
Yeah.
We got
saying the options available.
All right.
And if you can get a 4-year degree, when you come out of there, You'll work for probably a year as a sous chef. That's not the head chef or executive chef.
Right.
But it's cooking every night.
Okay.
And prepping. And you might do that and start out at maybe, oh, 50,000 plus a year.
Okay.
And executive chefs in big hotels like, you know, the Westin or Hilton or, you know, any of the big hotels, they're making six figures, like, you know, 200 grand and more.
Okay, hold on. I got an email question for you. Mac,
yes.
I'm loving your guest today. Question to Kim relative to cooking school. I don't know that I could go to a four-year school. Is a two-year degree at a cooking school good to have? Are there schools that are shorter in terms of, I don't really want a four-year degree. I want to learn how to cook. Is there schools that I can go to that might be shorter period of time that just teach me how to cook?
Yes, there are.
All right, talk to me.
And are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Listener, here we go. There are Cordon Bleu cooking schools all over the United States. They're about a year long to a year and a half. And this is after you get your cooking experience. They're a lot easier to get into than the first two schools I named.
Okay.
They're very broad-based. You learn baking. You learn all kinds of techniques. All there is to know in the kitchen. And they're very good schools. There's one in New York City, Miami, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Texas, Florida. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all over, and I think they're called the Cordon Bleu Cooking School. And they have branches everywhere, Chicago, I'm sure. So that would be the progression I would take. There's not much anything shorter than a year, year and a half. But if you work in a restaurant.
Okay, hold on. So the bottom line is if I'm looking at this thing and I'm trying to make a plan, I want to go to a school, but just learn cooking. I need to budget a year, year and a half in terms of time.
Yes. And by having that year work experience, unless you're a Marine cook, and know you want to be a cook, is to get the experience and make sure you have the fire in your belly, about the business. Because, you don't want to spend a dime if you're going to go to school right away and say, yeah, this is not my cup of tea. I don't think I want to do this. I think I want to be an electrician and work for WASI in Grand Forks.
We're going to talk to him here in a few minutes. Fine.
I know. That's why.
I know. You gave me the transition. I love that. Talk to me about, okay, so where do I find more information? Is there any place that you would tell me to go to find more information about being a chef, being a cook?
Well, what I would do is send for applications so that you find out what their requirements are in any school that you look up and decide. And maybe you can have an interview with an admissions person to that university or school.
Okay.
And they will tell you what you need skill-wise to get into that school.
All right.
All right. That would be the best way I would research it. Is
okay.
If you have a one-on-one, a FaceTime with administration of whatever school you're looking at. And they see you and you see them. Maybe they show you through the school and what goes on in the school, and gives you a better concept of what you have to look forward to. And that would be my recommendation.
Okay, so the steps are this. Know this, that the if you don't have any cooking experience, you need to go find some before go to a good restaurant, sell your hard work, get your snout in the door, and then work your ass off, and then get about a year's cooking experience, and then look to go to a cooking school. If you do have experience as a cook in the Marine Corps, then you can apply for school straight out of the Marine Corps. Use your GI Bill. Budget either you can get a 2-year degree, 4-year degree if you want to go that route, or if you'd rather just learn the skill of cooking, budget a year to a year and a half for that.
Yes.
All right, man. All right, that's what I was looking for. Anything else that you want to say that I haven't been smart enough to ask you?
No, you're smart. Everything you've asked me has been spot on. You've covered the base. If you don't have any experience, you have to put some experience under your belly. So when you do go to a school, you have work experience that you can talk to about.
All right, Kim.
And
we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you very much for doing this.
Goulash tomorrow.
We're talking goulash. Who the hell talks goulash on the radio, man? I have to go dig the recipe out. Goulash. All right, man. Have a great
day.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. That is the
see ya.
That is the official All Marine Radio Chef right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk to a friend of mine, Steve Wozniak. He's a big shot at Bergstrom Electric, and he's an electrician. So we're going to talk to him. He's told me about his big fat paycheck for years, and you're going to hear about becoming an electrician. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
All I can say about militarybyowner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. Are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
As we recognize the service of America's men and women in uniform, let's also honor the families who sacrifice so much every day. Military families endure frequent deployments and separations. They carry on while their loved ones are sent into harm's way and wait patiently for their safe return. If you really want to honor a veteran, look for ways to support their families and thank them for their sacrifices. Go to legion.org/honorveterans to find out how you can help.
This is Montel Williams. As a U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran, I know the sacrifice that our servicemen and women make for us every single day. If you're a veteran or a military member transitioning out of the service, help is available to you. The U.S. Department of Labor can help you get training, find a good job, or further your education. Contact the Veterans Employment and Training Service at 866-487-2365 or visit dol.gov/vets.